Hey guys, welcome back. Thanks for listening to another episode of Craft Your Career. We're so excited to get this podcast up and running. You can find us on Instagram at notjackiekerang and Pete_C09. Give us a follow and enjoy the show.
What's up, Pete? How's everything going?
It's good. Hang in there. Work's going well. About 3 months in here. The new job, so I'm excited about that.
Yeah, that's awesome. I remember last time we were talking, you were saying that you're kind of settling in and you kind of really enjoyed it, right?
Right. Yeah, so awesome. It's been great. So like for those who are or not listening, we took a little bit of a break just trying to settle into my new role. Jackie's been doing some extracurricular activities with her softball, which is awesome. So tell us a little bit about that. How's that been going?
Really good, actually. So just landed like a pretty big gig with a town in the area, coaching almost all of their travel teams. So it's honestly so rewarding because especially during this time when kind of all sports are at a halt, it's like, okay, well, what's going to happen with my business? And like, you don't think about that when everything else is going on, or if you have dual career, you're like, you don't think how it can affect your side business when stuff like this happens, right? So I didn't really think about that until like June. And I was like, oh my gosh, like we were about to settle on our house. And now I'm thinking we got to afford stuff, right? And with my daytime job slowing down a little bit with like the whole real estate market, I was like, I need to kickstart softball. But I came to like this huge like kind of wall. And I was like, wait, there is no softball right now. Like, because teams were like just not playing. But luckily enough, I mean, in later July, a lot of the towns in our area here in South Jersey decided to do like a smaller season, like a condensed season, like 3 weeks, just to get the girls out there and play. And I think the doors kind of opened for the fall season to, you know, they got the green light to go ahead. And I think that's when a lot of coaches and a lot of people wanted to come back to do lessons. And I'm like, oh my God, this couldn't have been better timing. This is amazing. I finally feel like we're out of that COVID funk, which is so nice. It's going really well. So whenever you feel like you're in some type of like a little rut, you're like, you're always going to find a way out of it. So it's been going awesome.
Yeah, that's awesome. And like you said, like, you know, I feel like COVID is not over yet, but you know, we're starting to see things open back up. You know, gyms, I just saw in New Jersey might go to 25% capacity, which is awesome. Especially when you go in the morning, you might be able to get in there because nobody goes in the morning. I feel like at least at the gym I was going to. So
I hope so because I mean the gym that I mean I go to shout out Edge Fitness over in Delran. Their gym is a decent size, but there's so many people who go all the time, and I know that people from towns over go to this gym, and I'm like, oh my God, please can I get like one machine? Just like I don't want to be waiting outside like in a line, but. You know, it is a step because they've been closed since the middle of March. And I know so many people are just dying to get back there and crush some workouts.
Right, seriously.
Get rid of this COVID body.
You're telling me. And I think that's awesome. And I want to like, for the value part of this, I want to kind of get into, you know, two things. So there's obviously people who have, like us, who have been thankfully employed throughout this whole COVID mess, and people who unfortunately weren't. And I kind of played both sides of that coin. I was employed for a couple months during, you know, the whole pandemic. And now that I've gotten a job, I kind of got to see like both sides of the coin. So I guess I want to talk a little bit about like what's your next move if you are on either side. So so you've been employed through the whole thing. So I guess tell me a little bit about, you know, what that's been like and what, now that things are starting to open back up, like, you know, what's your move? Like, is there anything you're trying to do? Anything you're trying to, you know, any goals you're trying to set now that things are kind of not back to normal, but getting there?
Right. So, I mean, for my day job, for like the whole real estate side, it did slow down a little bit. And I know if anybody knows anything about the real estate market right now, there's really no houses for sale. Yeah. So it creates such a weird market because the buyer side, like there's money is so cheap to borrow right now. Mortgage rates are in the threes in at least the South Jersey area, which is perfect prime for, you know, that first time home buyer. But the thing is no one wants to list their house right now because the job losses, trying to find jobs, the qualification for a mortgage is getting more, like stricter. So it kind of shoves a bunch of people out of that market to now find a new house. But so it slowed down a lot. And as a business development rep, or, you know, quote unquote sales, it's really challenged me to find ways to think outside the box. And I can say that for both my real estate business and softball. You know, I had to find a way to sustain my brand when there was no softball. Like, real estate fortunately never stopped, but softball did for almost 6 months. So I really had to think outside the box with marketing. I had to think outside the box and how I'm going to take on these next few months, because floodgates are going to open, especially for my business. Like, as soon as we get the green light, girls have their cleats on, they're ready to go. So it was tough, because it was a challenge, right? And a lot of times, if your business is flowing smoothly and you're comfortable, you don't feel challenged all the time. But that challenge is a ton of growth, because I've accomplished something that I've always wanted to accomplish. I bought my own gear for everything that I need. I've landed a few great, you know, deals with local towns in the area, coaching all, like, being the exclusive coaches for their team just from my marketing efforts and, you know, communicating with people differently than I would have than just kind of like a referral base. So I really, really, the challenge was there, but I think the challenge made me a better marketer, because now everyone's at home. Think about that. Everyone's at home. Everyone's doing the Facebook thing. Everyone's doing the Instagram lives. Everyone's kind of doing the podcast now, because that's all that they can do. So it really kind of forced me to look at my current marketing and see how now I can stand outside the box, because before we were outside the box, now we were all kind of pushed into the same box.
Right.
So our messages were kind of getting, you know, you have that, like, it's like Phantom, right? So you just all doing the same thing. Sometimes your current marketing efforts have to change to be seen. So that was kind of interesting. But how about you? So with your job and everything, did your company see any type of slowdown, or did you find any new opportunities anywhere?
Yeah. So, funny enough, like, we did, I mean, I've only been with them for about 3 months here, so I haven't seen the full transition into COVID and getting out, but, you know, we did have our monthly meeting, and, you know, things are as bad as things have looked, we've been doing well. You know, we manage associations. So we are in the nonprofit game, which I found out is kind of a laggard to the economy. So we've been still doing a little well, but apparently they get hit a little bit later, just because a lot of the for-profit businesses will go down first before the nonprofits, because just how the economy works and how the flow of cash goes. So that was kind of interesting, but it's been amazing, because a lot of the people we work with, we've had to switch from like virtual or from in-person meetings to virtual meetings, and like our company has done like an amazing job at just pivoting.
That's awesome.
Being able to handle all of that within such a quick amount of time. You know, trying to come up with new ways to market, new ways to get people in. And it's funny, like, a lot of the meetings actually had more people attend because of the accessibility. You know, you're removing that friction of you know, having to travel. And I think that is one of the biggest things now, is like, you know, obviously we don't want everything to be virtual, but I think that COVID has showed us that things that aren't necessary to be in person should not have to be in person. You know, a lot of these meetings, you know, you can have, you know, your people who will fly in and go in person who are close, but then maybe people across the country don't really want to fly there, but they still want the meeting. So, you know, you can have that virtual aspect to it. And I think that is, you know, something I've learned from this company right off the bat, and it's great. So I think, you know, things are really changing post COVID. So I think that's super important to be a business. And I know, like you said, you know, everyone's going live, everyone's doing this, everything's doing that, which is fine, which is good. I think there's definitely got to be a mix, though. I feel like you can't go all virtual, because then it just gets so overwhelming. I get blasted from emails, this and that, 10 this, 10 that. It's like, I don't have time.
Well, it's interesting, because you like you said, like, you get just like kind of overwhelmed with the same type of message. But, you know, I want to go back to the point you said, like, you guys adapted so well, and that adaptability is so powerful. And that's how a lot of businesses came out of it, because they were able to adapt to the times very quickly. And you don't really have to be innovative in the moment, but you have to be adaptive to what's going on. And I think you're right. I mean, as far as it really kind of depends on your business, too. It was a little tougher for me, because I sell myself in person. So when I can sit across from you, Pete, and have a coffee, I can quote unquote sell you, or at least sell myself. And it was a little tougher to do that over Zoom or Skype or whatever video kind of thing that you guys use.
Right.
But I will say it was so much easier waking up and just sitting down at my computer rather than having to beat traffic and be late to meetings if I hit traffic or, you know, wear and tear on my car. It saved a lot of trouble for that travel factor. And it's kind of made, like people less of an excuse to like dip out on meetings. Oh, I can't make it far if something came up. It's like, I know you're sitting in your living room drinking coffee with your three children. Like, I know you're here. Don't try to escape. You have nowhere else to go.
Right.
But it like you said, I think that adaptability is so powerful. So you always have to be sure that you're on top of one, the technology, because without this whole video conferencing and face-to-face, I'm sure a lot of businesses would have struggled harder. And relationships kind of would have fallen apart without that.
Right. No, I totally agree. And I think that that's super important that this is becoming, because I feel like before this happens, people were so adamant about like, you need to like be in the office and this and that. And I think that does, like you said, it's important to, you know, sell yourself in person, but I feel like, you know, you can still increase productivity if you generally can't make something like in person, you should have that virtual option. You should be able to do it on over a phone call, at least a Zoom call, just trying to get that, you know, working. But yeah, no. And I think that is especially for like people who have been working this whole time. It's been great kind of seeing like that huge transition. But I kind of want to shift gears a little bit to the second part of this, which is people who, you know, have been out of work and, you know, what are their next moves? And it sucks because there wasn't a lot of jobs, but I think I'm not starting to see a lot more hiring now, which is great. And I think that it's time if you're somebody who hasn't done that, you've been kind of chilling, during this whole transition period, I think it's time to get aggressive. It's time to update those resumes. It's time to, you know, really go hard on LinkedIn, kind of do your own thing. What do you think about that? Is there any advice you would give to people like that?
I mean, like you always have to think what your next step is going to be. So especially in sales, like your numbers for this month mean closings next month, or, you know, the numbers you bring in this month determines your next month. So you always have to kind of think one step ahead rather than in the moment. Unfortunately, those who did, you know, get furloughed or lose their jobs during the whole COVID pandemic, I know what a struggle that can be and how discouraging that can be. But listen, get back on that horse. And just like Pete said, update that LinkedIn, update your resume. Really take the next few moments or next few days, even the next week or two, to really kind of think about what you want to do. For those who were struggling with the idea of shifting to that passion project and maybe got let go from their current like job or something like that, this would be a fantastic time for you to take that leap. You know, no one's forcing you back into a desk job. No one's saying, hey, you better get back to this and that, besides your own insecurities about that type of job security and all that stuff. But listen, we have 6 months here. We have even a few more months of, you know, possibly a little bit like we're now easing up. Indoor dining's coming back to Jersey. Gyms are opening. We're out of that tunnel, guys. So if you don't start thinking now, you're going to be kind of stuck behind and left behind. And your pandemic's going to last a lot longer than COVID. So I would urge everybody to kind of think about what they truly want to do. Think about their strengths. We talk about strengths all the time. You don't have to be stuck somewhere, but understanding your strengths and what you actually like to do. Say you picked up a hobby over quarantine, right? For me, I've been just chilling, and you know, I've also been working and stuff, but I have friends who have picked up painting. I have friends who have picked up building woodcrafts and stuff. I have a friend who's opening up her own flower cart as a new business. It's insane, like how these little tiny hobbies, and when you have that time to think about what you truly want and who you are as a person and, you know, what makes you happy, you can make that into a business. You can monetize that. Don't be afraid to do that. I understand, like, it could be a little scary, but listen, now is the time to do it if you're going to do it, right? Instead of now having to go back to a desk job and now you have a lot of downtime now to be able to achieve, to take those steps you couldn't months ago at a desk job or stuck at a job you didn't really like, you know? Right. So I would say update that resume, start thinking about your strengths, come up with a game plan. If you're a person who likes lists like me, write down your next 6 months, write down your next year, write down your next 2 or 3 years. Manifest it and put it into reality and really kind of come up with a plan on paper, because I guarantee you 9 times out of 10, if it's on paper, it will turn into real life.
Right. No, and I completely agree with that. And I think that, you know, you have to set those goals for yourself. Like I totally, the first like month of being unemployed, I fell into the trap of like, oh, well, I'm getting unemployment right now and I'm just going to kind of like chill and relax, which is fine. Like totally cool. Like I totally understand that. Like, you know, especially exactly. If you've been working super hard and you got laid off and, you know, you have the means to kind of relax, take a week, take 2 weeks.
A mental break is important. The mental break is important.
Play some video games. Yeah. Play some video games, mm-hmm. Pick up a hobby, go back to the hobbies you had, you know, that like that is perfectly fine. And I hope everyone who had the means to do it, I know some people didn't, but you know, if you had the means to do it, I hope everybody had the time to reset and kind of go about it. But it's, you gotta be careful though. It's a slippery slope. I fell into the trap. Like I kind of let the 2 weeks go by and then I kind of was like, oh, well, I'll keep going. And then next thing I knew, I'm like, what am I doing? Like, I've been sitting on the couch for 3-4 weeks. Like, I was like, I need to, like, you know, update the resume, start applying harder jobs, like, you know, get after it. And I know not everybody has that like crazy mindset, but, I think it's still important. And I think there's plenty of things that you can do. One of the things that I definitely want to talk about, and I'm so glad now that it's paying off, is putting money away. And I think it's so important. Yeah. And there's so many resources out there. Like I've seen people who have like said, like, I don't know what a 401k is. And, you know, like, how am I supposed to know what that is? And I'm like, there's a lot of resources out there. Like if you go, like I've been using Fidelity and, you know, I've been lucky enough to have parents that kind of, you know, shown me the ways and how to do that. But even if you don't, like, Fidelity is like a huge free resource. If you have a couple bucks, like put in there, even if it's simple, mm-hmm. they like their whole website is dedicated to showing you what to do. They have reps that you can call, customer service. Their customer service is awesome. You know, I've called them a few times to ask a couple questions and they've been super helpful with that. They offer a ton of content on investment strategies. I would highly recommend, you know, looking into Fidelity or Vanguard or whatever, you know, whatever you want to use. Obviously we're not sponsoring anybody. So, you know, I don't have any kind of loyalty. I just know that Fidelity is the one I've been using. It's been the most friendly towards me so far. But I know there's a bunch of other ones like Charles Schwab has, you know, investment stuff. But I would say that like putting that money away, you know, even as little as it could go, you know, it's been paying off for me right now. So like my investments have been doing really well. I'm not a financial genius. Like that's what I want to tell people. And you know, I'm not some person that's going to get on here and say like, oh, invest in this, invest in Tesla. Like I follow the general guidelines of investing that, you know, make sure you have an IRA, like a long-term kind of investment. Then you have your short-term mm-hmm. investment. And don't put all your money in one basket. You know, don't put all your eggs in one basket. You got to kind of, you know, spread it out a little bit and it'll give you on the website, like a little circle saying like, what your account's like. Is it balanced? Is it too much this way, mm-hmm. too much that way? And I promise, like, even for people that it baffles, because it baffled me at first, it does a great job of, you know, giving you the amount of resources you have. So I know that, especially when you're, for times like this, put the money away. It sucks. You want to go out with your friends and spend money on the bar? Do it. Just do it.
That is amazing. That's amazing advice because, I mean, I'm sure everybody who remained employed, and especially people like our age, who every Friday, Saturday night would go out to the bar, go to Philly, go into the city, whatever, go to concerts, vacations, go to Starbucks every day for coffee. Like that, from experience, that is the reason we were able to afford this house too, because the amount that Rich and I were saving from not going out to eat lunch every day because we weren't leaving the house. Like, you know, like I wasn't going to get a cold brew every day. I would stopping at Target on the way home because I didn't leave my house. Like, you don't, like, I'm sure like everybody saw an increase in their savings a little bit. To use that to your advantage. And I know, you know what? I'm not going to say don't have fun. Take $100 and go to the beach and go to a beach bar. Do it because like, honestly, like So for my own sanity, like I need to get out there and be social. But your advice is so great because, I mean, from my experience too, is that I started late, and I'm only 27. I started late on my 401k. Yeah. I was so into the money that I was getting that I didn't understand how important a 401k and a Roth IRA like is, you know, or are. So when I originally got my first paycheck, that I was asked from my employer, oh, here, you know, we'll match it. We'll match your 401k thing. And I was like, like $1.50, whatever. I want my money. I want my money because I have a paycheck now. I don't want, and I did the calculations. If I were going to put $10 in there, you know, it means like whatever left for me. And I didn't understand the importance of it.
Yeah.
But now as we get older, and like I said, it could be a maturity thing too, like lifetime kind of thing. Like, listen, I didn't understand it then. But I will say, if you're at that point now where you're just getting your first job and your company offers to either match it or match up to a certain percent, take advantage of that. Put as much as you can, because especially if you don't have crazy bills, you have no kids, you don't have a house yet or anything like crazy bill wise, put that money away. The earlier you start could take years off of when you need to retire.
Yeah.
And it's insane. And just knowing how to invest smartly, and you, like you said, Pete, we don't have to be financial wizards. Like, we don't have to be frugal with every single cent that we have. We can go have fun and go grab a drink at us. Like, we can do that, but it's really important to set yourself up in a way where if something like this should happen again, you have a little bit of a buffer, a little bit of a security blanket for yourself and for your future.
Yeah.
Especially if you plan to start a business later on, great time to start investing for that. Take the money and the savings you have now to kind of reset your money habits. And you know, if you've been unemployed, when you get employed again, have them match your 401k. Do whatever you can to put a little extra, even if it's $5 a month.
Yeah.
One thing that I've learned over the past year is I have a Christmas fund now. Every paycheck I put $50 in. Mm-hmm. Guess what? Thanksgiving, Black Friday, I now have $1,000 I don't need to even take out of any account.
Right.
Because I put it away, right? And now I don't have to stress over Christmas, you know, which I did before. Like, oh my God, a couple of years ago, I put everything on credit cards and I spent the whole year after trying to pay them off. And then we do the same thing over and over again. Even if it's something as little as Christmas or having a goal, like I want to go to the Bahamas this year, I want to go on a cruise. Don't think of you have to pay this chunk at once. Save up like $5 a week, put it in a jar. Whatever, put it in an account where you don't even touch it. So that's a great point of advice for just to get financially smart. And Fidelity, I haven't listened to them yet, but now that you say that, I am. I'm going to really start doing the research.
It's so key. And it's like, you know, I don't love relying on, you know, either, you know, the government Social Security or like your employer's 401k. They're great to have, but I think no matter what, you should still be putting away like personal money. Like even like that app, like Acorns, like you can, like,
I was gonna say that.
Every time you make a purchase, it like you take the extra, they round up the cents and it just gets put into like an investment account.
So I did that for a while. I was gonna ask if you heard about Acorns. So yeah, like Acorns, like every amount of money that you spend, it like links to your account and it says, okay, if you spend $1.82 on coffee, whatever remainder up to the next dollar, it will invest for you in a separate account. I did that. And you can also choose like, oh, $20 a week, I'm going to put in this account too.
Right.
So withdraw money. And I was like, I think I did that around like 2 years ago when it was really new. And I was like, this is so cool. And within like a whole month, I had an extra $250 saved.
Mm-hmm.
But I wish I kept with it.
Yeah.
Because I was so nervous because it was so new. And I was like, people were like, you're really trusting that? I'm like, oh, I don't know. So I took everything out. But honestly, like this app has been around for a while. So many people use it. I wish I stayed with it. And I think I want to start doing that again. Especially if you're one of those people who makes everyday purchases, like going to the grocery store or stopping to get coffee every day, or, you know, say you get breakfast on the run. It's a great app to use. Mm-hmm. That's awesome. Like you said, that little personal chunk of change you can have just as a little pillow, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Charity blanket.
It's so great. Like, and that's the thing. It's just like, really, it's like, you know, I understand there's obviously people who are paycheck to paycheck, but like, just try to carve out a little bit. Like, you know, don't spend the money on, like you said, like going out to lunch, like go to ShopRite, make your own food. You know, it's a little extra time, but you know, Sunday night, make it for the week. You can save so much money by doing that. And it's just, you know, living kind of like within your means. And like, even if it's a, like you get your paycheck, what I've been doing is I have an Excel spreadsheet with, you know, different categories of stuff I need to pay for, like all my bills. And I have it calculated so that like the formula runs down the sheet and it automatically tells me like how much I have left or like how much I can put into this and that.
Mm-hmm. That's, I might even, awesome.
I don't know like how many people watch this, but like I'm thinking about I'll take the formulas from the sheet and just drop it into a link or something like that so people can download it as a template.
Exactly. That would be such a helpful.
So helpful.
Tool.
It's like, so helpful.
Like, cause then like, here's the thing. Like I did that. I created a budget for myself too. Like I literally put the same thing, Excel file, put every single bill that I had, car insurance, health insurance, phone bill, Spotify bill, whatever. And I realized how much I'm actually paying for. I'm like, instead of I pick either Netflix or Hulu, I can save that $12 a month. Or, you know, I would see how much I should end up with. And then I realize how much I'm spending on the side. Like, hey girls, you do not need that extra pair of shoes that you see at Target. Your Target runs don't need to be more than $50. Like it doesn't need to be like that. And that's where it kind of reset my head where I was like, wow, I should have an extra $800 a month, but that is going somewhere. And it's either going to the bar or it's going to Target or it's going to food or it's going somewhere that I really just don't need. So it's a really good idea to kind of do the math and see how much you're actually spending on that extracurricular stuff. Meanwhile, knowing how much money that you have to things that you could carve out. If you have everything on a list and you're like, I haven't really watched Netflix in 3 months. Do I really need it? Do I really need to pay for that premium app that I have on my phone that I touch once every 2 months, like that subscription? And I will say this too, there is a way where those iPhone users, I found out I was still paying for Match.com. I think I did one of those things where it was like a 3 month free trial and then I deleted it like a month later and then I forget. I get charged $70 a year.
Oh my gosh.
And I'm like, how long has this been going on? Like, oh my God. It was probably even more than that. I think it was like, it was some obscene number because I almost fell off my chair. So, I mean, you can look up that, go into your iPod and look at your subscriptions to see if you're paying for stuff that you may not actually
even know about.
You even have. Like, you can delete the app on your phone, but you still have the subscription, people. Like, I deleted Match probably 5 years ago, 4 years ago. Was still paying as of a year ago. I'm like, how much money did I just pay? And I'm actually in a relationship. Like, it's insane. So once you really start digging into your financials and go through your bank statements, go through your debit card statements and your checking account statements and see what money's coming out, because a lot of times you don't even realize what is.
Yeah. Yeah. And I kind of want to just kind of bring this full circle here. And it really comes down to just auditing everything in your life. Mm-hmm. Really just like, especially if you're not working right now, I mean, even if you are working, you know, just audit everything. Just go through your bank statement. Make sure, because the thing is, like, I'm sure most people check their credit cards, but like I never check like my debit like bank, what's coming out of there. And like I know Planet Fitness is notorious for this. Like every other place will charge like your credit card and you see it, but Planet Fitness charges your debit, and that's how, like, you know, I just never notice it. And I'm paying for Planet. I'm like, I don't even go there. You know, that it's just like, you know, that's a lot of money. It's $120 a year that I'm paying for this gym that I don't even go to. So just make sure you're going through, you know, everything. Like, you, every bank has an online thing now. You don't have to wait for the paper mail to come in anymore. You know, it tells you in real time what you're spending money on. And even a lot of them have like the breakdown too. So you don't even have to put it in a spreadsheet. I still recommend a spreadsheet just because you really can see what you're spending and how you can kind of adjust money. It's really shown me how I can adjust my spending habits. And I think that is huge. Mm-hmm. And it's like, you know, it really shows you what you're spending. And it kind of hurts having to type in that number that, you know.
I know.
It makes you think.
It's the worst kind of reality check. Like when I did that, like when I first did that Excel sheet and I said, wait a minute, I should have $800 in my account after all my bills and there's not $800.
Yeah.
Where is that going? And I'm like, oh my God, like get yourself together. Like how much money are you actually spending? And like you said, that auditing, like, no, whether you're employed or you're unemployed, everyone has more downtime now. Take an hour to go through all of your accounts and do, and not even just money. Go through your marketing habits, your at-home habits. If you know you have goals for yourself, dissect your day-to-day and see if there's little things that you can change. Now, it doesn't have to be a grandiose 100% 180 like directional change. Just use the compound effect, right? The snowball effect, the domino effect, you call it, right? If you change little one spending habit, you don't have to go cold turkey with you. You don't have to shred up your debit card. Don't bury your cash in a hole in the backyard, right? Change those habits 1% a day or 1% a week, and slowly over time, it will change, and it'll be so beneficial to you and your business or your future business.
I totally agree. And I think that is actually one of the most key things. Like I kind of said, you know, I didn't touch on that too much. Like I said, audit everything, but you know, start going through it on a day-to-day basis. Cause if you start doing it all at once, you're going to backslide. And it's going to be just as bad, exactly, if not worse, you know, instead of, you know, like you said, like you see something you're not paying for, like you watch Hulu more than Netflix. Okay. So how much does Netflix cost? $10 a month. Okay. $10 a month. Put that in a savings account. You know, what else are you paying for that you don't? Like, what if you have, like you said, like these apps that like you don't even know you're paying for, and you could be putting, you know, $100 a paycheck into, you know,
IRA account
that you don't even know about that you're paying for. And I think it's just what I've learned so much, and I hope this sticks with me for a very long time, is just getting ahead of everything. Because if you get ahead of it, you don't have to worry about it. I know it's a pain. I know you want to procrastinate. And I know that's like, just, it's such a tough thing sometimes. But like you said, take it day by day, work on one. If you can work on one thing, even like one thing a week, just do it. Like just, you know, take that $10 and just practice putting it away. And the best thing about 401k, especially through your employer, I know this is kind of a side tangent, is it's pre-tax. It comes out of your gross. It doesn't come out of your actual paycheck, your take home. So that's another awesome thing. And like a lot of these accounts, like 401k, even if you do it by yourself, is, you know, tax deductible. I promise, just taking one thing on a day, it's very overwhelming to revamp your whole life at once. So just take it one step at a time. You know, you know, this week you're going to like write it out. 1 week I'm going to work on my IRA. Second week I'm going to work on, you know, auditing everything else, like seeing what money I have, you know, just take a look at your life. You have the time, reevaluate. What do you want to do? What are your goals and how can you get there?
Exactly.
That is pretty much my, you know, my two cents, my final statement on this one.
Yeah.
I want to hear what you had to say. Last thoughts. Let's hear what you got.
My final thoughts, like Jerry's final thoughts. You ever watched Jerry Spring? I was like,
of course.
My final
Please.
Thoughts. Who didn't stay home?
I was
who
a 2000.
Who didn't fake sick from school just to stay home and watch Jerry Springer and Maury? I want to see no hands, because that was me. So funny. So my final thoughts are, they align kind of with yours too, Pete. So get ahead. Always, you want to be one step ahead of the game, especially if you want to start your own business. There's always competition and there's always someone who's putting in the work instead of you or with you. So if you want to keep up with your competition, you have to be putting in work too. And I mean, like, you really kind of nailed it right on the head. Stay a step ahead. Even if you have IRA accounts, even if you have your 401ks going and rocking and saving money for your future, take a look at your day-to-day. Your day-to-day, there's little things that you can change to get to your goal. This last 6 months has been a very, very trying time for those employed and unemployed. You know, everyone's at home now. Everyone's spending more time with their family. And, you know, it's fantastic, but it also can be very stressful too. You realize what you really, truly want and how much time you need to spend focusing on yourself as well. So I would just say, one day at a time, one thing at a time, but get yourself in gear now. Don't wait any longer.
I agree. And I think that's a great place to leave this off at. Looking forward to the next couple episodes we have. We have my friend Mark from the band Goalkeeper. We have your friend Sarah, who's been working on, she's a great resume writer, excellent career advice. You know, so I'm excited for those next couple episodes to come up. So glad to get back in the swing of things. I'm sure you are too. So we're going to keep going from here on out. Need a little refresher, a little settle in, but you know, we're back and I'm ready to keep talking, keep the conversation going. And you know, keep talking, telling our stories, telling our journeys, where we're getting, how we plan to get there, all in real time. So
all in real time, baby. See you soon, guys.
All right. See ya.